Doubleheader day in Johnson City. It's the Doughboys and the Pulaski River Turtles for a game and a half. A chance to win a pair for the Doughboys today. Big opportunity for Johnson City as we get deeper into this summer. I'm Preston Baker. I'll be carrying you along as always. Aaron will join us here at some point. He's got his high school baseball team's tryouts. He's the head coach over at Hampton High in over at Hampton High here in East Tennessee, and he scheduled tryouts for him a while ago, and it just happened that it came up on a day where we were going to start at 5:30, so he won't be here for a little bit, but he'll join us eventually for this ball game today. But you're playing a game and a half tonight. You're starting in the bottom of the fifth inning. And then you're going to play that ball game until 9. You're going to play for a full 9 innings in that, because it started as 9 innings. So it's got to go 9 innings. You don't get a choice as far as that goes. But then after that, you're going to take a break, re-rack, and you're going to play 7. And you're only going to play 7 innings in that second ball game, which is kind of nice, cuz having to go a resumed game and then a full 9 after, that's a lot of baseball. That is a lot of baseball. And for the Doughboys, you're coming off a pair of days off. All-Star Game was in town, and it was a fun couple of days here in Johnson City, but you're ready to get back to Doughboy baseball. And I think that's the biggest thing right now is, it was fun. It was fun to host the league here. It was fun to have everybody around, see a lot of familiar faces from being around this league over the last couple of seasons. But it's good to finally be back to more of a normal day, be back to more of a normal Doughboy game, and see all your guys once again get back on the field in a team that's right in the middle of a playoff push right now. We'll talk to Christian Toledo before the second game, and we hear from him talking a little bit about that magic number, a little bit about what it's going to take, about what we have to do to get things going for the Doughboys. And that's the biggest thing, is what is it going to take to get that number down to 0? What's it going to take to get things moving? What's it going to take to get that playoff spot and give yourself the opportunity to play for an Appalachian League championship, play for a West Division championship, and play your best baseball down the stretch? And hey, that magic number, it has gotten to a point where I've put it up on the back window. Kevin put it on the lineup card. So we erased our 0 from last year that was still sitting up there, and there is a 6 up on that window behind us. And we always say, you know, once it gets under a week, if you can do it in less than a week, it's worth talking about. And you can do that in less than a week. You can cut it in half just today if you're Johnson City. And so these two ball games tonight, these two decisions that you're going to get today, are going to play a really big role in if you make that playoff, if you find your way towards the top of this division, and if you finish top 2. And it's going to be really important. It's going to be imperative to come out here and play some of your best baseball right now. Because if you play your best baseball right now, it's going to be a whole lot easier to find a way to win. It's going to be a whole lot easier to work through things. And, hey, you do still have to play, 13 innings today, 13 and a half innings today. You're going to start in the bottom half of the fifth inning. And it's a very specific scenario that you started off in, that you left off in, in the fact that there's a runner on first, nobody out. There's a 2-2 count on the hitter, and so you're going to have to pick up right from there, because that's when the rain really started falling in Pulaski back a month ago. It was June 25th was when that happened, and you had to rain that thing out, and you had to pick it up now. Doughboys coming into today, it was the only guy in the lineup that you had to change, which was good, is Chris McHugh. He's not with the team anymore. He was the only one in that lineup in this ball game that is not going to be able to continue. And one of the funnier things that we're going to be able to follow as this game goes along, Landon Crumbly was on the mound when that game went into the rain delay back in June. It's his day to throw today, so he's just going to continue in that game. And his pitch count is technically going to be in the 70s, but really it's going to be 0. So there's a chance, if he keeps going, I mean, there's a chance he could get a complete game and throw like 150 pitches, and it's not a big deal today, which is going to be really funny to see should that be able to happen. You are going to have to deal with a little bit of traffic right off rip, so you're going to have to think about that situation. You're going to have to think about what has to happen right away and what needs to happen in that inning, because once you get through that fifth inning, if you can get those three outs in the fifth inning, you're basically playing a four-inning baseball game where you're the leader, where you start as the one-run leader. And so that's what you need to get to, is try to get into that sixth inning in this first game with that one-run lead still holding. And if you can do that, it feels like you're going to be somewhat on your way to really benefiting yourself. If we look back at the scorecard from that ball game that we're picking up, Doughboys were able to score one in the first, two in the second, and then two in the fifth. And it turned out that those two runs in the fifth inning were imperative into just keeping this game a thing. Because if you didn't score those two in the fifth and you went into the middle of that fifth inning down a run, that game's over and you lost. But because you scored those two runs, they had to suspend this game. We're picking it up today, and you have an opportunity to go win it. The one frustrating thing is that the rain couldn't hold off for you to go get three outs, because if you got three outs, then the game would have been over and you would have won and you wouldn't have to pick it up today. But for the Doughboys, it's going to be interesting to see how you come through, how you handle this ball game, and how you work this game into game number two, because even though it's not two full games, that's two wins or two losses, and that can go either way in the standings, and it can be two big different directions. And with those magic numbers, you know, it's if you win, it takes one off. If the team behind you loses, it takes one off. So you got an opportunity to take three off of that number today and make it to where if you win today, you win twice today, you win tomorrow, Kingsport loses both, you go win that ball game on Friday and you're in that playoff spot. And so you're real close to being in a spot that is going to put you in the best opportunity to put yourself in that playoff spot early, put yourself in that playoff spot to where you're not necessarily on edge as you get right down the stretch. You only got seven ball games left now. You don't got a ton of baseball left in this summer. And so being able to try to do that, try to go make it as easy as you can for yourself, is going to be key in making that playoff, key in trying to make a little bit of a run, and key in trying to repeat as Appalachian League champions. And I think for some guys, that's a big thing. I think this coaching staff, that's a big thing. Those returning guys, that's a big thing. Trying to repeat as champions in this Appalachian League. And that's one of the things that you really need to plan for. And you know what you need to do. It's right in front of you right now. There's not a lot of goofiness as far as that goes, in the fact that, hey, it's pretty straightforward. If you go out there, you win a couple ball games, you're in. You control your own destiny. And you want to get to that game. You want to play August baseball. And for the Doughboys, I mean, let's see. If I look back at it, I just turned around to look at a schedule on a fridge that's not here right now. But if you look back on it, I think the Doughboys are undefeated in August all time. I'd have to look back at that 2021 schedule. But I know you went undefeated in 2022 when you played in August. You went undefeated in 2023 in the one game you played in August, which was the championship game. So it would be kind of funny to see, hey, there's a chance that you've never lost a ball game in August. And if you get to that, if you get to that playoff game is in the month of August. So you flip the calendar over and have an opportunity to go try to do something towards winning a championship in this league, which is, it's a big deal. I mean, that's a really cool thing that you can do in this league, is go out and try to win a championship that it means a lot to these guys. We saw it last year, how much that championship meant to these guys and how much of almost a relief it was to win that championship, and how much fun it was for everybody when that ball game happened. And this is obviously, I mean, this is, I would say, a big week, but this is the week. You have to finish things off here. It's starting the last week of the regular season. You got to finish things off right here, and that's exactly what's at stake. And having two right now against Pulaski, it's a Pulaski team that's really been, I mean, they've been controlling things. They've been doing well. They've been cruising of recent, and they've been on a little bit of a hot streak. So you need to come out of this break, this little all-star break. You need to be able to play some good baseball right away. Because if you play good baseball right away, that's going to be good enough. And we always talk about if you play your brand of baseball is pretty darn good. It's going to win you some ball games. And I think that's especially the case today, where if you go play your brand of baseball, you're going to find ways to win baseball games. So we'll take a break. We're actually going to re-listen to, for this game, we're going to re-listen to the interview with Eduardo Morales that was played originally when we played this game the first time. So it's kind of funny to hear where we've come from with that. So we'll hear that. And then game two, we're going to hear from Christian Toledo. But wanted to have one for both ball games. I thought it'd be kind of funny to pick that up, pick up an interview where we left off too a month ago at this point. So pregame between the Doughboys and the River Turtles. We'll be right back.
Hit a grand slam when you choose to make East Tennessee State University your home away from home. You'll find a vibrant and welcoming community, resources to support academic and personal success, and a full calendar of student activities available throughout the semester. Join us at etsu.edu/admissions to be at the center of the Buccaneer experience.
There was a time when the best pork sausage came from a farm just down the road. A pork sausage so fresh, so flavorful, it always made breakfast the best meal of the day. You can still find that same farm fresh flavor today in every package of Swaggerty's Farm Premium Sausage, made using only the finest cuts of 100% fresh pork with no fillers added. It's quite possibly the best tasting sausage in America. Now available at your local grocer.
Hi, I'm Smokey Bear, and I made an assistant to help you out, because only you can prevent wildfires.
Hey, Assistant Smokey Bear, call me Papa Bear, because I'm grilling up dinner. Do you get it?
Yes, good job.
So, what should I do with all these coals?
Don't just toss them out. Put them in a metal container, because those embers can start a wildfire.
I understand. The stakes are high.
Ha, 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 ha.
Learn more at SmokeyBear.com.
Brought to you by the U.S. Forest Service, your state forester, and the Ag Council.
I love this song!
I love nachos.
Loving everything? You might be buzzed.
You know what I'd love? A ride when it's time to head out.
If you see a buzz warning sign, call for a ride when it's time to go home. Buzz driving is drunk driving. A message from NHTSA and the Ad Council.
Is your business struggling with technology?
Turtles, we're here with Eduardo Morales. And Eddie, you've played a really good catcher position here for the Doughboys so far. It's been a good, the defense as a whole from all three catchers have been really good, but your offense has also shined. What is your first couple of games, your first couple of weeks in Johnson City? What have you felt like you've improved on the most from day one until now?
So far it's been really awesome. Just gaining the confidence to come out here and compete with all these guys. Just getting used to the environment, getting used to the league itself, getting used to the competition. It's tough competition, and I'm just really enjoying it so far. It's been a nice transition, actually. So yeah.
And for you, you redshirted at Bethune-Cookman. So was there any kind of cobwebs you had to knock off coming in game one here?
Oh, absolutely. There was for sure cobwebs there. There was some rust to knock off. But after like the first or second game, I settled down, and I feel that it's getting better as we go on, for sure.
And that's got to be one of those things, too. Once you feel like it's like you're finally back into it, it's got to be a good feeling to feel like you're right there and back into the groove of everything.
No, for sure. I'm getting back to just feeling like my old self, really. Just going out there, hitting, catching, doing what I got to do to get a W, basically. It's great.
And I think that's been something that's been really good for this Doughboys team here early in the summer is the defense has been really good from the catchers, kind of as you'd expect, truly. But the offense has been there also from all three catchers. And for you specifically, is it tough to kind of have that line between knowing, hey, I need to obviously be a good defensive catcher, but still having that bat available?
Yeah, for sure. I mean, always growing up, I was taught that you got to be good defensively. But guys that hit are the ones that are going to stand a lineup always, too. So just knowing I got to get my hitting work in every day, have a good approach when I go up to hit, focus on what I'm doing, and then the catching just going to take care of itself. Like I always felt that I've been a better defensive catcher than hitting wise, so hitting is what I focus the most on right now, really.
So that's one of those things where defensively you can kind of almost just rest on your laurels at times, but feels like the hitting has been there for you early in the summer, even with having to adjust from the aluminum bats to the wood bats.
Yeah, I mean, I felt really comfortable from the start, actually. The coaches here, they've done a phenomenal job with me, just giving me confidence just to come out here and tell me that I'm good, basically. And that's just been great because I just go out there, play my game, and relax. And that's the way it should be.
And I think that's one of those things that you don't think about how important it can be at times. It's kind of that confidence and just having fun playing the sport. And I feel like just from your answers right there, it feels like you're laughing, kind of just thinking about it. But having fun, being confident, it's got to help you a lot, doesn't it?
Oh, for sure. It helps you relax. It just helps you go out and play the game. At the end of the day, it's a game. So if you're not having fun, you're not confident, then what are we doing out here, really?
And coming into summer ball, obviously, it's kind of tough. I mean, I feel like it's tougher as a catcher coming out and learning a whole new pitching staff, a bunch of guys where you've probably had to go out and ask a guy's name on the pitcher's mound during a game so far. How have you been able to adjust to kind of figuring out how to work with guys that you might just now be meeting?
I mean, the guys have been great, really. For me, learning them has been in BP, in the outfield, going and talking with each and every one of them about what they like to do in certain counts, really what their pitches are, how they like to attack guys, catching their bullpens, catching them in games as we go on. That's how I'm learning so far to catch these guys.
And I think that's something that's been greatly improved over the last week is the pitching from starters through the bullpen, and that bullpen has been really good over the past week. How good has it been for you to see kind of that improvement from the pitching staff from a catcher's standpoint?
It just shows that we're all getting more comfortable with each other as we go on. At the end of the day, pitching and catching, it's a big relationship, and you've got to have comfort there. As we get more comfortable, then it's going to get better.
And I always think that is kind of funny with summer ball, is it's a whole bunch of guys that you don't know them. You're here for the first 3 weeks now. It's like you know them now, but once you first get here, it's like you got no clue who most of these dudes are. They're from so many different places, and I think it's so cool how guys mesh so fast. And I feel like this team, more than others I've seen, has meshed really quickly.
Yeah, honestly, I wasn't expecting like everyone to loosen up so quick, really. Like when you get on a new team, guys are like, you know, tight, they don't really talk a lot, but from day one, the guys here have been joking around, just having fun. It's been really awesome so far.
And it's been one of those too for you. I mean, you're the only Cookman guy here, so it's not like you had any teammates to kind of hook on to right away when you got here, and being able to not have those clicks necessarily had to help a ton just getting you ready to play games.
Yeah. No, the guys were just awesome from the start, and I just felt comfortable here from the first day. For me, it's always just feeling great with the guys and just feeling comfortable where I'm at. And it just, I feel great here since the first day, really.
And for you, you've had a couple of big hits for the Stowboys team, a couple of extra base hits. And I think that's something that you honestly, a lot of times, don't expect out of catchers, is to see the extra base hits and see some more of the power. For you, has that been something that's always been a little bit of a part of your game, or is that something that's kind of developing now?
It's something that's developing for me over like a year or two ago. I started gaining weight, started getting stronger, and it's been slowly coming along, the power. It's mostly to the pull side right now, but I'm just sticking with my approach, just working off the field. If it's something leaks over the middle inner half of the plate, then I'll just turn on it, and that'll be my extra base hits. But it's definitely developing over time.
Is that something in this league that you've been able to work on a lot because of all the analytics and everything, is kind of knowing, hey, if I see this pitch, I'm probably seeing this next, and I can go take advantage of it?
Absolutely. Having all the reports on all the pitchers, just knowing where those guys pitch, knowing where I have success at, just being able to formulate a plan for all my ABs has been really big so far.
And in the lineup as a designated hitter today, have you designated hit before? Is that something that's going to be new to you, trying to find a groove of, hey, you go swing once and you got to sit in the dugout for three innings?
I mean, I've designated, like, been a DH before, but it's different. Especially since last time I DH was like 2 or 3 years ago, really. So I got to get used to this again. But it's just a learning curve. Once I get over it, I'll be good.
Hey, you know, it never hurts if you go out there and get a hit. You're going to feel just fine,
yeah,
just absolutely. DH. But your first couple of weeks in Johnson City, you're not from the area, from down in Florida. And how have you liked Johnson City? It's a lot different than home, isn't it?
It's absolutely a lot different from home. But I really like the area, actually. It's really nice. The people are nice. There's a lot of stuff to do, a lot of different places to eat, a lot of places. It's a really nice area overall, actually.
And that's got to be something, too. And I think it's always funny, you know, for me being around the league as well. You kind of see the other places you go to. It's like, oh, it's really nice to be in Johnson City, that's for sure. But these road trips have had to be something that's really cool also to play in front of, I mean, everywhere we go in this league, it's nice ballparks, great crowds, and being able to play in front of these people, being able to go on these road trips with all these guys and getting to know guys better, getting to have a good time off the baseball field, that's had to be a whole lot of fun too.
Yeah, it's been great. Just being able to come out here and just play in front of opposing fans, them chirping you, it's great. It's great. I've never played in front of fans that as much as I played over here, so it's been awesome, really.
That chirping's relentless at times too when we go
on
the road.
Chirping, the chirps at Marshall were crazy, but that AB worked out pretty fun, I think.
Hey, he took that yard into left field, and that was actually a really kind of a big home run there, because first off, it gave us the lead going into that rain delay, but also you were the first person to homer there this summer with a wood bat. That's got to be something, like, even if you didn't know it at the point, you kind of had to think about, man, that's a sick thing to do.
Yeah, I got told that after the game. That was pretty cool. Pretty cool thing to know that I'm the first guy to go yard over there. I mean, it's nothing crazy, but it's cool.
Is there any adjustment for you going from the aluminum bats to the wood bats?
There is a little bit of adjustment, but I redshirted at Bethune, so I wasn't really hitting live ABs with aluminum, but I usually hit with wood bats and BP regardless. So there is some adjustment, but it wasn't crazy.
And for you, you spent your redshirt freshman season at Bethune. You're in the portal right now. What can you tell us about your experience in the transfer portal? How has it been so far?
It's been kind of crazy, actually, having schools reach out to me on a daily basis, getting to meet a lot of new coaches, hearing about a lot of different programs. It's been really great. I'm just looking forward to just figuring out where I'm going to go next.
That's got to be one of those things that, as well as you've hit in this league so far, as well as you've played in this league so far, that's got to get you a whole bunch more attention too, doesn't it?
Yeah, I definitely think the way I'm playing over here is just helping me just get more views from schools, for sure.
And I always ask the same question in these. It's like, you know, what do you do outside of baseball? And you did kind of give a very normal answer for us. Like, I just, not a ton of time, so I just kind of hang out with friends, you know, watch Netflix and stuff. But that's had to be something with here and having all this time with these guys. That's had to be a whole lot of fun. And for you, being able to kind of adjust to being at the ballpark every day, but also finding your free time.
For sure. It's like just having to manage my schedule here, really, knowing what time I have and just spending time with the guys overall. Like yesterday, we went to Spano's house, had a great time over there. The boys were together, went in the pool. It's been great just getting to know all the guys. It's awesome.
Being at the baseball field 6 days a week, it's a grind, but it's great.
Yeah, this is what we do. We love this game, so I look forward to it every day.
And wrapping things up here, the Doughboys team, you know, you started to get on a little bit of a run last week, a 4-2 week last week, within a half game of first place right now. What's it going to take this week to get into that first spot, keep things moving and keep going how it's been going so far?
I mean, pitching and defense. I think the offense is so far taking care of itself. Pitching and defense is where we just got to keep progressing, and that's what's going to put this team over the top for sure.
Perfect. Eddie, thank you for joining us.
Thank you.
Frustrated with the lack of support from your current IT provider? Call Unbound Digital today for fast, friendly IT support. No more submitting ticket requests and waiting days for callbacks. Talk to a live technician from Unbound Digital's local in-house support team with over 22 years of serving the Tri-Cities. Unbound Digital can help with every aspect of your business, from IT support, phone systems, websites, business email.
The longest 2-2 count you've ever had at this point. Long look from Crumbly. Hill set. He got an opportunity to get a strikeout in one pitch. The 2-2. Swung on. Ground ball right side. It's going to be gloved by Spano. Steps on first. Throw to second. A double play. And you waited a month for the double play, but you got it right there on the first pitch after you resume the ball game. A 3-6 double play starts things off. And there's nobody on, two outs here in the bottom half of the fifth inning. I made a joke about that before this game. I said, imagine if they ground into a double play, first pitch. Like, that's the longest awaited double play, sure enough. First pitch to Austin Jaslov's a called strike. 5:30 start time for the resumption of this ball game. The 0-1, that's going to miss low and away. One ball, one strike. The only change the Doughboys had to make was taking Chris McHugh out of the ball game since he's not with the team anymore. The 1-1. That one's going to be swung on and missed for strike number two. Ball and two strikes to count out of Jaslov. One for two in this ball game is Jaslov. He singled in the first. Came around to score. River Turtles put up three runs in the first inning of this game in Pulaski and then added another one on in the second. River Turtles led 3-1 after one and then 4-3 after two. Doughboys had tacked on two in the fifth. Check swung on. I think they were looking for an appeal. Home plate umpire thought they were going to want an appeal, so he didn't give a ball right away. They give a ball to Eddie to throw back, but three balls, two strikes to count. The windup in the 3-2. Swung on, tapped, foul down the left side. Count will remain at three balls, two strikes. The windup in the 3-2, swung on, ground ball left side. Running over is Kyler Proctor. He's going to glove it, throw to first, is in time for out number three. And in resuming that ball game, Doughboys are going to be able to put the fifth inning down in order. It only took them a month, but they got it done. We move on to inning number six. It's 5-4 Johnson City. You're listening to Doughboy Baseball.
Unbound Digital is your IT solutions provider, locally owned and serving businesses right here in the Tri-Cities and surrounding areas. Unbound Digital can help your business grow by helping you keep your focus on your customers while we keep our focus on managing your IT services. Do you have a backup plan in the event of a ransomware attack? We do. Are your computers and network running slow? We can speed it up. Our friendly technicians are available to help you online, by phone, or in person. Contact us at unbounddigital.net so we can set your business up for success.
Remember the last time your family visited the forest? It's a place of wonder and imagination for the whole family, where stories come to life, and it's closer than you think. Ready to plan your next visit? Make the forest part of your story today at a local park near you, or find one at discovertheforest.org. Brought to you by the United States Forest Service and the Ad Council.
Is your website working for your business? Unbound Digital can help you gain more customers while giving them a better experience with a new website for your business. Unbound Digital takes care of everything for you. Our websites include everything you need to get your website running, and we provide a completely new design for your business with the fastest load times and high-end security. Our flat monthly cost includes all this and ongoing charges for one flat monthly cost. Contact us at unbounddigital.net so we can set your business up for success. Again, that is unbounddigital.net, your local IT solutions provider.
Top half of the fifth inning, or top half of the sixth inning, excuse me. Doughboys were able to get out of that fifth in a one-run ball game. Like I said, hey, if you can get out of that fifth inning and hold your lead, then you're basically just playing a four-inning game that you start ahead in. And that's exactly what's going to happen. Chase Bloomer is going to lead off. Top of the lineup due up for Johnson City. Bloomer, Proctor, Borey. Only change for the River Turtles. Alec DiMartino will be in right field. The River Turtles were able to keep John Gray pitching in this ball game as well. So it worked out for both sides. First pitch to Bloomer. It's called strike on the outer half. Defense for the River Turtles, left to right in the outfield, Alex Altman, Noah Rabin, Alec DiMartino. The infield's Joe Kinneberg, Austin Jaslov. Long set from Gray. The 1-0. That'll miss away, two balls, no strikes. This game was ended very quickly once the rain came in Pulaski. They didn't give much time. They didn't wait on trying to wait out the rain because they – tarped it early. Pitch misses low. Three balls, no strikes. They tarped it early, pulled the tarp, and then it rained more after the tarp was gone than when it was there in the first place. 3-0 now to Borey. The windup, the 3-0. That'll find the zone. Called strike one in the inner half. Gunner was in the All-Star game last night. He walked a couple times. I told him, I said, that's one of the most Doughboy ways to go in that All-Star game is work yourself a pair of walks in the game. And that's how you reach base. The 3-1 swung on, fouled off. 3 balls, 2 strikes to count out of Borey. In this ball game, 1 for 2. Double in the first, came around to score. Also walked. This kind of impressive how both teams were able to keep almost their entire starting 10 in this ball, or almost their entire 10 that were in the game and kept it in that ball game. That 3-2 will miss in ball 4. Gunner will work himself a walk. Braden Spano will step up to the plate. Doughboy's wearing the camo jerseys. He's going to be wearing them for both ball games. It's funny right now, both teams are wearing white pants since Pulaski is the home team for this game. That pitch will miss low, ball 1. Spano doubled in this ball game. He's 2 for 3 in this game. Actually, a pair of doubles for him. Quick look over to first. Gunnar Borey's on first. Two men are out here in the top half of the sixth inning. The 1-0, that one's going to be low and away. 2 balls, no strikes. Some cloud cover here. Pretty overcast day in Johnson City, but hopefully it looks like the weather's going to hold for us for 2 ball games. The set to look over to first in the 2-0. That's going to miss away, ball number 3. Back-to-back 3-ball counts to start off the at-bat. Both Gunnar Borey, Braden Spano were up 3-0 in the count against Sean Gray. Gray was able to work Borey's count back to full before walking him. See what Spano can do here. Spano's a guy where if it's there on 3-0, he's going to take a cut at it. 3 balls, no strikes, the count to him. Gray sets. The 3-0 pitch. That will find the zone, called strike 1. He was take all the way, you could tell. 93 right over the middle, didn't even think about it. 3 balls, 1 strike, the count to him now. The set and the 3-1. Swung on, fouled back. Count moves to 3 balls, 2 strikes. Yeah, Spano's average in this ball game is 452. It's still good average right now, but it is a little. It has gone down a little bit. The set and the 3-2, check swung on. They're gonna say he didn't go. That's ball 4. Wow. That ball was. I mean. That's one of the more strikes that you can get, and he called it ball 4. You'll take it. Runners on first and second now. If you're the Doughboys, try to take advantage of that. Colby Baggins will step in. He's the only man that had to be changed in this Doughboy lineup. Coming in Chris McHugh's spot. When this ballgame was played, I think Colby Baggins was still in Omaha. So I don't think there's any way that he could have even been in this game. That one will run way in on him, ball 1. This game was suspended on June 26th. I think I said the 25th earlier. It was the 26th. That one swung on, ground ball left side. That stays fair. Rounding third is Borey. He should score easily. Spano rounding second. That's dribbling around. Altman's going to scoop it up. They're going to give Spano the stop sign there at third, and that'll bounce all the way to the catcher. Two-run double for Colby Backus makes it 6-4. Doesn't matter where he was on June 26th. All that matters is that he's on second base right now. Christian Toledo will come to the plate. Took advantage of Spano's walk, the back-to-back two-out walks. Backus finds a gap. I think Backus' average is going to show up as 1,000 now since he didn't have an at-bat coming into that point. You can bring a meeting on the mound for Pulaski. They don't got anyone down and throwing. This game was played. The last game of the College World Series was June 24th. So this ball game would have been, I think, the day of the championship parade in Knoxville. So, yeah, Colby Baggins was a little preoccupied at this point. Yeah, it would have been. It was 2 days after, so he was a little preoccupied. He wasn't still in Omaha, but pretty close. Christian Toledo will come to the plate. He's playing left field in this ballgame. First pitch to Toledo. That one will find the zone, called strike one. Six for the score. Doughboys leading this thing. Couple of opportunities here to extend this lead. The 0-1 fouled off. No balls, two strikes. Toledo played in the All-Star game last night. We'll hear from him in between game one and game two. Have an interview to play from him. Talking about that All-Star game, about some of the stuff over the last few nights in Johnson City. Really fun event here yesterday. A lot of cool things going on with it. The West Division did win the 0-2. They're going to say he went. Called strike three, and they'll tag Toledo out at the plate. Doughboys add another. We're on to the bottom of the sixth. 6-4 Johnson City. You'll see Doughboy Baseball.
Name the ways to boost your credit score.
Pay your bills on time, Bob.
Max out your credit card.
Get a Knoxville TVA Employees Credit Union credit score builder loan.
That's right. There's more than one way to build your credit score. Watch your credit score grow with KTVA ECU's credit score builder when you make regular on-time payments. Learn more at tvacreditunion.com.
Join us now. Federally insured by NCUA. Some restrictions apply. Credit score increase is not guaranteed.
Stop sweating over your outdated phone system. Unbound Digital can help with a cloud-based phone system at a great price. Our phone systems are top quality and require no upfront equipment costs. You'll keep your local number and gain access to great features such as mobile and desktop phone apps, call recording, and texting from your main company number. Unbound Digital is locally owned and has been serving businesses in the Tri-Cities and surrounding areas for over 20 years, with friendly technicians available to help you online, on the phone, or in person. Contact us at unbounddigital.net so we can set your business up for success. Again, that is unbounddigital.net, your local IT solutions provider.
Can't make it on the road with the Doughboys? Don't miss the action. Every road Doughboys game will be broadcasted live on jcdoughboys.com. Just click the team tab and you can listen live to all 58 Doughboys games this season. Bottom half of the sixth inning. Doughboys add one on. It's 6-4 now here in Johnson City. It's going to be 4-5-6 due up for Pulaski. Alex Altman will lead off. The windup, the first pitch to Altman. Swung on and missed. Strike number one. Yeah, Landon Crumley, it says he's at 82 pitches. This will be 80. That last one was 83. Realistically, he's at about maybe 15. Swing and a miss. We'll have to see. So, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9. The 0-2 misses low. I think that was his 10th pitch of the day right there. Ball and two strikes to count. Which that pitch count's going to go sideways here at some point. It's going to look funny when it's at like 120 and you're not even thinking about taking him out, laying out for Gunnar Borre. It's just going to go off his glove into right field. That's going to be a single for Alex Altman. A well-hit ball to the right side. Just enough to put a man on base. Joe Kinneberg will come to the plate. Doughboys were 10-8 at this point going into this ball game, and so they're still listed as 10-8 on here right now, since technically this game is happening then as far as stats and everything goes. First pitch to Joe Kinneberg. Swung on, shot foul down the right side. No balls, one strike.
That ball brought to you by Auto Man Collision and Repair.
Kinneberg doubled in this ball game. Runner on first. Nobody out. The 0-1 from Crumlin. That's going to miss up. One ball, one strike. Bottom half of the sixth inning here in this resumed game. For the Doughboys now, it's you just got to play four innings of good baseball. You're in the lead, the 1-1. Swung on, fly ball center field. Running in is Nate Connor. Still coming in, looking over Gunnar Borey. That's going to drop behind him. That was kind of a weird spot for that ball to be. It was popped up right side. It looked like Nate was running to it. Lem was kind of running to it. Borey was going back to it and just dropped in a perfect spot between all of them. Back-to-back singles start off this sixth. Jonathan Holt comes in play. Runners on first and second with nobody out. Swung on, fouled straight back. Holt singled in this game. Ground ball can get you two here. The 0-1, that one will just miss away. Ball and a strike. Both teams wearing green in this game, too. Pulaski's wearing their green jerseys with white pants. The Doughboys wearing the green primary camo jerseys with white pants. The 1-1, that one's going to miss low. Two balls and a strike. Just got to get out number one here if you're Crum. Two balls and a strike. 92 pitches, 60 strikes. So you're right at about that two-thirds mark, the 2-1. Swung on, ground ball slowly. Gunnar Borey's going to flip it up. Borey to Bloomer. Bloomer to first, a double play. That's exactly what you wanted. 4-6-3, a slowly hit ground ball. I didn't know if you were going to have a quick enough play there over the middle. But you're able to do just that and get them both. Double play puts a runner on third with two men out now. It's going to bring up the designated hitter. It's Noah Tool. That pitch will miss in, ball one. Runner on third, two men out now here in the inning. It's a big double play to be able to draw. That one will miss. Two balls, no strikes. So you're in the lead. Only being up two runs, a little bit of a stretch like that can really turn this thing sideways. Runners on first, second, no one out. Being able to get two outs. The 2-0 swung on and missed. Makes you just one pitch away from getting out of it with the zero, even with that runner on third. Two balls and a strike, the count to Tool. The windup and the 2-1 from Crumley. Swung on and missed. Strike number two. The windup, the 2-2. Swung on and missed. He got him. Strike three. Landon Crumley's able to work himself out of a bit of a jam and hang a zero. We're on to the seventh. 6-4 Doughboys. Listening to Doughboy Baseball.
What happens when the thrill of Powerball meets the thrill of NASCAR? You get a chance to win an exciting trip or two to the NASCAR Championship Race in Phoenix, Arizona. Plus, the chance to win $1 million in a special drawing. Enter the NASCAR Powerball Playoff Second Chance Drawing at TNVIPRewards.com between June 17th and July 31st for your chance to win. The Tennessee Lottery. Game-changing fun. Please play responsibly. NASCAR is used with express permission. NASCAR LLC is not a sponsor of this promotion.
Keep track of the Doughboys all year on social media. Find them at Johnson City Doughboys on Facebook and JC_Doughboys on X and Instagram. Show your support all season long by using hashtag Rally the Troops.
A farm, a family, and a tradition of premium fresh sausage that's lasted almost a century. Using only the freshest ingredients and finest cuts of meat for flavor that is locked in instantly. Each bite of Swaggerty's Farm sausage transports you back to a warm, cozy southern kitchen, leaving you satisfied and ready to take on the day. Swaggerty's Farm, quite possibly the best tasting sausage in America. Look for it at your local retailers today.
Tickets are now available for the All-Star Festivities in Johnson City. Join the Doughboys and the Appalachian League at TVA Credit Union Ballpark for the Home Run Derby on Monday, July 22nd, followed by the All-Star Game on July 23rd. Tickets for both days are available now by calling 423-461-4866 or visiting jcdoughboys.com.
Top half of the seventh inning here in Johnson City. Doughboys lead by a pair. It's going to be Nate Connor, Eduardo Morales, Austin Lemon, the three due up. 7-8-9 in the lineup for the Doughboys. 6-4 the score. First pitch to Nate's a called strike. I just realized once I heard that ad, All-Star games happen, so got to delete that one out of there. No balls and one strike the count. The 0-1 pitch, that one swung on. Slow tapper left side. Charging in is Joe Kinneberg. Throw across to first. There's not going to be one. Slowly hit infield single for Nate Connor. Rocky's going to run out and grab the first bat. And that is how you know there's not a huge crowd in here for the continuation of the ballgame. Is you didn't hear much when Rocky ran out there. That'll be Rocky's first appearance of the night. First pitch to Eddie. That one's going to miss in. Runner on first, no one out. Top of the seventh inning, Doughboys by a pair, 6-4. Swung on and missed. One ball, one strike the count. Long look over to first. Quick check. The 1-1. Swung on and missed. Strike number two. It's funny. I was curious to see what the crowd is for the continuation of this first game. And didn't expect it to be anything massive. But we do have the all-you-can-eat for the whole first game and parts of the second game. That one tipped back. Ball and two strikes. Never know. You know, someone comes here and tries to do the 9 hot dog, 9 beer challenge. You got the 9 hot dogs and the all you can eat, so try to pump it through. Ball and two strikes to count. The 1-2. That one runs in and hits him. Eduardo Morales will be hit by a pitch. He's going to get to first. Runners on first and second now with nobody out. Austin Lemon comes to the plate. The order for the Doughboys today, you've been all the way through it one time now with Austin Lemon, but Bloomer, Proctor, Borey, Spano, Backus, Toledo, Connor, Morales, Lemon. Which your lineup makeup isn't that different from how it would be if you did it right now. Runners are on first and second. There's nobody out. First pitch to Lemon. He'll show a bunt. He'll drop a bunt down left side. That's foul. Look back over to second, the 0-1 to Lem. He doesn't show bunt that time. Tapper right side. That's going to be gloved by Buchanan. Buchanan over to first. That's the only play he's going to be able to get. That ball had a really high hop, almost ate him up there, but he was able to recover it real fast, make that play over to first. Lem does his job. He doesn't get the sacrifice in the scorebook, but he does his job and moves the base runners 90 feet. It's going to bring up Chase Bloomer with runners on second and third and one man out.
Number one, Chase Bloomer.
Infield's going to come in for Pulaski. First pitch to Bloomer. That's going to miss away. Ball one. Bloomer grounded out earlier today. He started off this thing for the Doughboys. He is 1-for-4 with a pair of RBI in this ballgame. Drove in two runs in the second. The 1-0. That'll miss low. Two balls and no strikes. It is like we're kind of right back to everything now. Today, after how busy everything was the last few days with the All-Star Game stuff, it's like you're right back to what you're used to. The 2-0 is going to find the bottom half. Two balls and a strike. Kind of calm everything down, right back to normal here today. Watched a game from a spot other than the spot I sit in every day for the first time in 3 years here yesterday. Sat outside and was the official scorer for that All-Star game, the 2-1. Swung on, chopper up the middle. That's going to get into center field. Rounding third is Eddie. He's going to get the wave. He'll score without a throw. Two-run single chase Bloomer. It's 8-4 Johnson City here in the seventh inning. Bloom did exactly what he needed to right there and tapped that one just up the middle, hard enough so nobody could make a play on it with the infield bumped in, and was able to drive in both runs. Really good piece of hitting there from Chase Bloomer. Kyler Proctor comes to the plate. Bloomer has 4 RBI in this ballgame now. First pitch to Proctor, swung on, tipped, foul. No balls and a strike. Runner on first, one man out. We're in the top of the seventh inning. Doughboys have been able to come back quickly. Called strike. No balls, 2 strikes the count. It's funny, I think we said we think we'd be good as far as the weather. And it does look like people are trying to find cover right now. I don't see a little bit. But I don't think it's anything too dramatic. That one shot into left field. That's going to drop. Single for Kyler Proctor. That's the 12th hit in this ballgame for the Doughboys. It's going to put runners on first and second now with one man out. Kind of inside-out approach right there for Kyler. He's able to shoot it into left. Gunnar Borey comes to the plate. You do like the thought of kind of putting this game away now. And making it to where you're up big going into the seventh, eighth inning. That pitch will miss low. Ball and no strikes. All well at the same time. It's, hey, get yourself a big enough lead, and then you can kind of settle down and cruise because you do have a whole nother game to get to today. 8-4 the score. Runners on first and second for Johnson City. If you win today, you win twice today and Kingsport loses, then you could clinch a playoff spot as early as Friday. Ground ball up the middle. That's going to be under the glove of Seth Buchanan. Rounding third is Bloomer. He's going to score easily. RBI single with 2 outs. Gunner's going to advance on a throw. Gunnar Borey doing exactly what Chase Bloomer did. Ground ball's up the middle, just finding the gaps. 9-4 Johnson City here in the seventh inning. So runners on second and third now as well after the throw. Kyler Proctor went straight first to third. They threw to third, and so because of that, Gunner was able to take an extra bag. First pitch to Spano, swung on and missed. Nine-4 Doughboys. Top of the seventh. Infield in for Pulaski. Spano puts this ball into the outfield. You're putting 2 more up on the board. That one will find the zone. No balls, 2 strikes to Braden Spano. Walked last inning. Does have a pair of doubles in this ball game. Single would bring home 2 runs. You don't even need a double. That pitch swung on, ground ball left side. Proctor looked like he wanted to go on contact but didn't. It's going to be a ground out to the brought in infield. 6-3 is the put out for out number two. Unable to score anybody. It's going to bring up Colby Backus. Runners on second and third, two men out. 9-4 Johnson City in the seventh. Single can really open things up. Starting to see a bit of a mist. Nothing too crazy. Pitch to Backus. That's going to miss. That'll get to the screen. Running from third to home is Kyler Proctor. He'll score without a throw. Wild pitch scores another run for the Doughboys. They're fourth of the inning. It's 10-4 Johnson City. Your offense has woken up in a big way in the resumption of this ball game for the Doughboys. You've been able to find ways to score runs. You've been able to find ways to do a bit of everything. There's a wild pitch right there. Will bring yet another run across. Runner on third, two outs now for the Doughboys. First pitch, the 1-0 to Backus hits him in the head. He leaned away. He didn't look like he was really affected much at all by it. So nobody, they're not even going to go check on him. Backus will be hit by a pitch. So it'll be runners on the corners now with two men out. Christian Toledo will come to the plate. He's the ninth man to bat this inning for Johnson City. You can really start to see the rain coming down now. First pitch to Toledo. That one's going to find the zone, called strike one. The set, the 0-1. Runs way in on him for a ball. They're gonna call the teams into the dugouts. They're gonna go to a rain delay, a game that was we had to resume after rain. They just called the guys off the field, and so the rain's starting to come down here in Johnson City. I do think I got a note that I think our pick slot was a little tilted there, so did just try to reach out and fix it. MLB Network's been in and around for the last couple of nights, so that would not surprise me if it got moved at some point. So no big deal. But this game will go into a rain delay. We're in the top of the seventh inning. Doughboys have runners on the corners with two men out. Doesn't look like there's any lightning, at least. I think it is just it's one spot of rain. So I think we'll be good here. I mean, you know, not a weatherman, but here we'll be good here and not all too long. Rain's coming down now. They're going to go to a delay. And for the Doughboys, hey, you started off this day exactly how you wanted to. Feels like the only thing that can stop you when you're playing Pulaski at times is the rain. And that's exactly how it's been today. I think we're going to be cleared up within the next 10 to 15 minutes. So we'll see what happens with all of this. And the good thing with this rain right now is there's not lightning. It's just rain. So that's the best part about what's going on with everything right this second is we're just having a rain delay. We're not worried about lightning or anything of that matter, which is going to make it a whole lot easier to it's going to make it a whole lot easier to get this thing back going and trying to resume a game because of rain. We don't want to then delay it again. You know, we already waited, a month for this ball game to get played, and now we're going to sit here and wait a bit longer. So we'll go to a break. We'll come back, see if we have any updates on anything. Rain delay here in Johnson City. Doughboys lead by 6. You're listening to Doughboy Baseball.
It's bow time. A sandwich this good speaks for itself. But when you're talking hand-breaded, boldly seasoned chicken with thick-cut pickles on a buttery toasted bun, well, we'll say it again and again. Bo's Chicken Sandwich only at Bojangles. It's bow time.
Hit a grand slam when you choose to make East Tennessee State University your home away from home. You'll find a vibrant and welcoming community, resources to support academic and personal success, and a full calendar of student activities available throughout the semester. Join us at etsu.edu/admissions to be at the center of the Buccaneer experience.
There was a time when the best pork sausage came from a farm just down the road. A pork sausage so fresh, so flavorful, it always made breakfast the best meal of the day. You can still find that same farm fresh flavor today in every package of Swaggerty's Farm Premium Sausage. Made using only the finest cuts of 100% fresh pork with no fillers added. It's quite possibly the best tasting sausage in America.
Unbound Digital is your IT solutions provider, locally owned and serving businesses right here in the Tri-Cities and surrounding areas. Unbound Digital can help your business grow by helping you keep your focus on your customers while we keep our focus on managing your IT services. Do you have a backup plan in the event of a ransomware attack? We do. Are your computers and network running slow? We can speed it up. Our friendly technicians are available to help you online, by phone, or in person. Contact us at unbounddigital.net so we can set your business up for success.
Remember the last time your family visited the forest? It's a place of wonder and imagination for the whole family, where stories come to life, and it's closer than you think. Ready to plan your next visit? Make the forest part of your story today at a local park near you, or find one at discovertheforest.org. Brought to you by the United States Forest Service and the Ad Council.
Is your website working for your business? Unbound Digital can help you gain more customers while giving them a better experience with a new website for your business. Unbound Digital takes care of everything for you. Our websites include everything you need to get your website running, and we provide a completely new design for your business with the fastest load times and high-end security. Our flat monthly cost includes all this and ongoing charges for one flat monthly cost. Contact us at unbounddigital.net so we can set your business up for success. Again, that is unbounddigital.net, your local IT solutions provider.
Name the ways to boost your credit score.
Pay your bills on time, Bob.
Max out your credit card.
Get a Knoxville TVA Employees Credit Union credit score builder loan.
That's right. There's more than one way to build your credit score. Watch your credit score grow with KTVA ECU's credit score builder when you make regular on-time payments. Learn more at tvacreditunion.com.
Join us now. Federally insured by NCUA. Some restrictions apply. Credit score increase is not guaranteed.
It's raining here in Johnson City. Not much we can say about it now. Rain's coming down. Field's puddling up a bit. So we're going to take a break. We will keep everyone in touch on our social medias and let everybody know when we get this thing back going here in Johnson City. Also going to try to figure out this Pixelot camera as well, because, yeah, the MLB Network guys came in and moved stuff around, and it seems like the Pixelot camera is one of those things that got all moved around. So we'll take a break. We come back, hopefully this rain will go away and there'll be time for baseball. It'll be time for baseball here in Johnson City. So keep in touch with us on social media. We'll let you know when this thing gets restarted. We're in a rain delay right now. Top of the seventh inning. Doughboys by 6.